Begin the current daf m'sech the Sanhedrin daf lamed al begin with al begin tesmata begin the gemara who da mekahitana. Well, yeah, he's saying like that tana, and we see the Naradoi disagree on Rabbi Yehuda, and they hold yeah that also by two people, if one of them is saying manashacha and the second one is saying manulavan, they combine because they hold like Rishon Laza that explains the machlekes b'Shem Yisrael was a one group. Where one testifies, there was 100, one was 200. That's what Beis Hillel validates. Now, says Taisus, so Mash Mahach, it sounds like over here, the Behuda, the Amma that he says, B'mon Shacha, B'mon Lovin, when one says it was new money, one says old money, aim and staff, and they don't combine, so obviously less for the B'Shem Elazar. So he obviously does not hold like B'Shem Elazar, and he holds the Machlik B'Shem Mesil, is Dafka by two groups of witnesses. Because he holds that when it's one, they don't combine. So it's Taisa B'Tayim, it's a wonder, because the Bechezka Batim, the Gemara B'Basna, B'Malv, B'Malv, Gabi Ubzidir of Kahana, the story of Rav Kahana, Shokol Bitko Ba'ale, that the Gemara brings a story over there, that Rav Kahana was summoned by Rav Yehuda, regarding this, that he made a fence in his field of his friend, and he testified on him two witnesses, you know, one said there was one row in, one said there was two rows in. Read the pasuk of Shimon Lazar. They're regarding one row at least. Okay, for sure, Rav Kahana is going to be chayv. So, mashma behedya. So we see explicitly from that story, Rabbi Huda is like Shimon Lazar, that he actually does hold like Shimon ben Lazar. That it's even in the one set of witnesses itself. And since says about the lemon, don't say Rabbi Huda that really. Oh no, you're true. Rabbi Huda Nukama, he was saying in all situations. And you're right. Even if one said it was new and once it was old, that he would hold it was valid. By the Kama Rava, this that Rava says Mistabim Milsa Rabbi Huda that oh, it's logical. The teaching of Rabbi Huda Be'echad Amar Bchul, one says it's new, one says old. It's actually Rava time of the Navshikam. That was all. That was Rava extrapolating for himself. But Rabbi Huda himself actually does not hold like that. No, that can't be, because that would be the case. Havel Lameim, he should have said, Bolehim, and I swear, I'm Rabbi Yehuda, I feel about Manashacha, but Manalav, and Rabbi Yehuda says, even, you know, if it's old or it's new, Kadash compared to the Gittin on the Gimel Mabez, that Mistabra, Milsid, Rav, it's logical to say, Rav, it's Bebekad Mechulu, but I say like this. In other words, he should have mentioned that. And he says that, oh, truthfully, Rabbi Yehuda, you know, doesn't say that, but I say, you know, if you're adding on your own, he should have been specific and said that it's from himself. So the Yerushalmi Tesis we can say is no. The Vadi Isla de B'Shem Elazar. No, the truth is that Rabbi Huda, as we see in Baba Basra, that he holds like B'Shem Elazar. Ela Shemachalik Beimon L'Masayim, but he's differentiating between when one is saying 100, one is saying 200. Laman Neshacha Man Lavan, and to when one is saying that it's new and one is saying that it's old, and when there's a difference if that's considered a contradiction between the two of them, and therefore they're fundamentally difference. So it wouldn't contradict that he holds like Rabbi Shimon Lazar over there, and even though here he's saying making it sound like not, it's not true. old and new is different than 100 and 200. Next test matter begins the Gemara. They say nechel kaidusim. They say now the same group, one saying one way, one saying another way. Then they're split. They can't combine. So it says matter begins. Say ask. Take a second look. He says, wait a second. Even the bekatachas, since in one group, as our demasla saying b'shamim, they say nechel kaidusim. Okay, they're split. They can't combine. And if that's the case, b'shtei kitei edim. When there's two sets of witnesses, why is that any different? Why does he say that? Oh, that's okay. Havelin, that should be the equivalent of nimtzeich men karav oy pasul. That even if you have four witnesses, it's if one of them turns out to not be, you know, to be disqualified. So what's the difference if it's one set and then you have one against one, or it's two sets and you have two against two? Either way, should be disqualified. If something says what you can say is no, the hainu, that halacha is dafka kisha psul yudua. When do we say nimzach the carbon puzzle? If the disqualification was known. Then you say the whole thing is batal. But in our situation, even the one that's possible, you just don't, it's not verified who, so then we don't disqualify the whole thing. or inami, another person could say, is Kamanda Amar. It's going like the one who holds this guy Maidus Bashar, that actually, like Rabbi Yossi, that actually that you could qualify based on the remaining ones when it comes to monetary law. Or inami, another approach you could say is Lo Yam Rinon, we don't say Nimtzachem and Karva Apostle that they're all disqualified. Ilba Bo Bavas Achas, only if they come together as one, Tuchidi Dibur, each one within a few seconds of the other one. So as Chashivi, Eidus Achas, they consider as one unit of testimony. We have two different sets of witnesses, Zurachazu, one after the other. That's not going to disqualify them all. Additionally, you could say, Zechiyama, when do we say Nimtzach men Karva Apostle? That if you find one of them to be a relative or disqualified, they're all disqualified. Hanmili, when do we say this? Kismisiyai Ahadodi, when they come to assist each other. So they're all together as one. Actually contradicting each other, then Loi, we don't see them all as one, and if that would not disqualify them. Next says, Master begins the Gemara, Chai Rab Nachman. The Rab Nachman's, held the children liable to pay for what was being summoned of them. Which Tosafot points out, obviously, less than Rav Nachman. Obviously, Rav Nachman does not hold the Hadamin that we say elsewhere that Ein Niskakel Nechzisayim. We don't address ourselves to collect from the assets of orphans. Elam Kin Ribas Achelzman, only if there's interest accruing against them, as the Gemara says in Baba Kama Lavet the Lama Testament Aleph. We see that no, you always collect from them because Amar Rav Nachman the Perek Shema Yisayim, like the Gemara in Erechan Nechav Beis Amar Aleph says, Mereish in the beginning Elam Niskakin Nechzisayim. We didn't collect from the assets of orphans. Kibin the Shemana, Lohadam Rab. But once I heard the teaching of Rab, the Asmi, the Achli, the Labdidhu, the orphans that consume what's not really rightfully theirs, lazily Bosa Shavkai, they should go after the father who already passed away. I mean, they should also die, they must kick, and then we do address. So you see that Rav Nachman holds you do collect from orphans. My time and I mean, and for this reason also, Avagav de Ma'am, although that in general, in Makabla Eden, you don't accept testimony, Il Bifne Baldin, only in front of the litigant. And the child is like he's not there. But like we said, because we don't want them to consume what not rightfully does in front of the minor, we will accept testimony. Or inami, another approach you can say is like Amar Niskaken. To answer this contradiction, no, Rav Nachman didn't say that we address ourselves to collect from a minor. El kashir shtar, only if there's a document. The mekayman says shtar that you could validate the document shalei b'fnei baldin, not in front of the litigant. But Bekano Yishtar, here, since it was a shtar, so that's what you could collect. But you're right, generally, you cannot be Mekabla Edus, Shalib of Nibaldin, and you would not be able to collect from the mind for that reason itself.